Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump is making political decisions that will set the prophetic scenario of the end times in place. That's the headline. In one moment, Sam Rohr will explain how this is being done.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
He pronounced to the world that Jerusalem was the political capital of the Jewish people. He seemed to confirm that and talked about the peace process in the Middle East, that he believes he has enhanced the peace process by taking Jerusalem off the table.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, I think he knows well that standing with Israel and standing with Jerusalem as the capital is where God stands. He said it. Vice President Pence has made it very, very clear. And I think that's one of the more profound decisions that he's made, because it's lining up the nations of the world, Jimmy, in regard to Jerusalem. And to think that it's coming from the President of the United States, and this president in particular, is a really profound thing, but it is making changes around the world, and I think it fits right in with what the Word of God says.
Yes, that's interesting. You say right in with what the Word of God has to say. I've written a commentary on the fact that presidents make political decisions to set prophecy in place. I have a DVD and a CD on that subject done in Washington. Would you agree that the decisions any political leader, but in particular Donald Trump, makes fit into the prophetic scenario by those decisions which is set forth in God's Word?
You know, I think at this point he has, and I view him as God using him, Jimmy, as wielding the sword of truth that's causing people around the world to fall into one or two camps. It's either a fearing God camp that would include Israel and Jerusalem. It doesn't mean they're all believers in that camp, but then the other side are those who are opposed directly to Jesus Christ, to God, to the principles of God's Word. And I see that happening, and I think that all has to take place as we approach the time of Christ's return.
Sam Rohr with the details of how President Trump is making political decisions that will set the stage for God's plan for the future to be played out. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As it has been in the past, some 4,500 years ago, political leaders have and will make political decisions that will set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled as it was revealed in the Bible. These prophecies will be played out today and in the near future. In Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, the Lord brought onto the world stage human government. Then in Genesis chapter 10, the Lord created nations to be ruled over by human government. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 says that in the future tribulation period, God will put into the hearts of political leaders to make decisions that will indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...